I did call on President Shapiro to resign. Several organizations, including civil society organizations and other groups, have called him to resign simply because he has failed to manage the economy. When he was campaigning against me, he promised that if he failed to change the economy within 2 years, he would resign. He has completely failed. So people are saying, okay, keep your word now and resign so that we have a chaotic government and new elections so that we bring people here who can manage the economy.
But, Mr. President, that was before the war in Ukraine, which has made everything expensive globally. So what would you do differently if you were the president of Malawi today?
Of course, there is war in Ukraine and also the COVID. As I said in that article, I think that there was problems, external and domestic, in any society at any given time in history. And it's the responsibility of the government to try to solve those problems. We can't just sit down and say, because of Ukraine, I'm going to do nothing. There's Ukraine everywhere else. They're doing extremely well. Tanzania, Zambia, Mozambique are doing very well. And also they had COVID there. And also Ukraine is there also. And what I'm saying is they need to change a number of things. So to reduce spending, the excessive spending here. They need to reduce the debt. So there are a number of things that can be done to make sure that this country starts working again. At the moment, they're just sitting and watching the situation. That's not good enough.
And Mr. President, you just said that you left $1 billion U.S. dollars in the government coffers when you left office. But I do remember we ran a story on our website, VOA, in July 2021, in which we quote President Chakwera as saying that over $1 billion was stolen through corruption during your administration. I'm not sure which one is correct.
Mine is correct. It is very wrong. There is rampant corruption now. I'm sure you're reading about it. You've seen what's happening in this country now. Incredible corruption by everybody in the government. So people feel my party should get back into power.
Mr. President, do you want to be president of Malawi again? I'm asking this question because if that is so, some people will say, why not wait until the next election, perhaps in 3 years' time?
I personally haven't yet decided whether I'm going to contest 2025. I'm talking to people, my family, friends, political associates, and others to make sure that I make the right decision. There's a groundswell of support. Most people feel that this government was removed. As a member, by what people call a judicial coup d'etat. And therefore, people feel that we need to come back, that DPP needs to come back and complete the projects we were doing. And they urged me to stand again in 2025. So what I said was, I'm consulting with my family, political friends, and others across the society to make sure that I make the right decisions.
Mr. President, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we do appreciate very much. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, and God bless you.